जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी Vijana Vallabha Giri Vardhari Vijana Vallabha Giri Vardhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Om Vishnu Bhad Paramahamsa Pariva Jagacharya Sututta Sarashi Shimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnu Bhad Paramahamsa Pariva Jagacharya Sututta Sarashi Shimad Bhakti Saranta Sarasati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Namachaya Salaharidas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sikonsi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siyadvaita Garad Hard Shri Vasari Gaur Bhakti Vindiki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gogopinath Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai Nuraman Riti Ki Jai Shri Shri Chaitanya Charitam Riti Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakti Vindiki Jai O Premanandi All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sisi Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Keshava, can I get some water, Prabhu? Thank you. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vinda Today we're reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 8, Talks Between the Lord and Ramananda Rai, texts 277 through 282. So I'll read 77 through 81, 281, and then we'll read 282 together. Radha Krishna Tomara Maha Premahaya, Yahantahan Radha Krishna Tomara Spurhaya, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, My dear Rai, you are an advanced devotee and are always filled with ecstatic love for Radha and Krishna. Therefore, whatever you see anywhere and everywhere simply awakens your Krishna consciousness. Rai kahe prabhu tumi chadabari duri morange nija rupa nakariya pachuri. Ramananda Rai replied, My dear Lord, please give up all these serious talks. Please do not conceal your real form from me. Radhikara bhava kanti kari angikar, nijarase asvadite kariyache avatar. Ramananda Rai continued, My dear Lord, I can understand that you have assumed the ecstasy and bodily complexion of Srimati Radharani. By accepting this, you are tasting your own personal transcendental humor and have therefore appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nija bhuda kaya tomara prema asvadhana. Thank you. Anu sange prema maya kahila tribhuvana. My dear Lord, you have descended in this incarnation of Lord Chaitanya for your own personal reasons. You have come to taste your own spiritual bliss, and at the same time you are transforming the whole world by spreading the ecstasy of love of Godhead. Apana aile more karite udara, ebe kapata kara tomara kona vyavahara. My dear Lord, by your causeless mercy you have appeared before me to grant me liberation. Now you are playing in a duplicitous way. What is the reason for this behavior? So let's do this one together. Tabe hasi tanre pavu dekai las varupa. Tabe hasi tanre pavu dekai las varupa. Rasa raja mahabhava dui eka rupa. Tabe hasi tanre prabhu dakaila swarupa. Rasa raja mahabhava dui eka rupa. Tabe hasi tanre prabhu dakaila swarupa. Rasa Raja Mahabhava Dui Eka Rupa. Tabe Hasi Tanne Prabhu Dekaila Swarupa. Rasa Raja Mahabhava Dui Eka Rupa. Tabe hasi tanne prabhu de kaila svarupa. Rasa raja mahabhava dui eka rupa. Tabe hasi tanne prabhu de kaila svarupa. Rasa Raja Mahabhava Dui Eka Rupa. Ladies. Tabe Hasi Tanre Prabhu De Kaila Swarupa. Rasa Raja Mahabhava Dui Eka Rupa. Tabe hasi tanne prabhu dekaila svarupa. Rasa raja mahabhava dui eka rupa. Tabe. Therefore, hasi, smiling, tanre, unto him, Ramananda Rai, prabhu, the Lord, dekaila, showed Swarup, his personal form, Rasa Raja, the king of all transcendental humors, Mahabhava, the condition of ecstatic love, Dui, two, Eka, one, Rupa, form. Translation. Lord Sri Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure, and Srimati Radharani is the personification of ecstatic love of Godhead. These two forms combined as one in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This being the case, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed his real form to Ramananda Rai. Please repeat. Lord Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure. And Srimati Radharani is the personification of ecstatic love of Godhead. These two forms combined in one as one in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This being the case, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed his real form to Ramananda Rai. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This is described as Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. Lord Sri Krishna was absorbed in the features of Srimati Radharani. This was disclosed to Ramananda Rai when he saw Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. An advanced devotee can understand Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayanya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being a combination of Radha Krishna and Radha, is non-different from Radha Krishna combined. This is explained by Swarup Damodara Goswami. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vriktir Hadani Shakti Rasmad Ekatmanavapi Bhuvi Paradeha Bhedam Gatoto Chaitanyakam Prakatamadunata Dvayam Chakyam Aptam Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. This is also the fifth verse of the first chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Radha Krishna is one. Radha Krishna is Krishna and Krishna's pleasure potency combined. When Krishna exhibits his pleasure potency, he appears to be two, Radha and Krishna. Otherwise, both Radha and Krishna are one. This oneness may be perceived by advanced devotees through the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This was the case with Ramananda Rai, and such realization is possible for the advanced devotee. One may aspire to attain such a position, but one should not try to imitate the Mahabhagavat. Om agyanati mirandasya ginandana sarakaya chakshurun militam gena tasmai shri gurave namaha tabehasi tanri prabhu dikaira svarupa Rasa Raja Mahabhava Dui Eka Rupa. Lord Sri Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure, and Srimati Radharani is the personification of ecstatic love of Godhead. These two forms combined as one in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This being the case, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed his real form to Ramananda Rai. Boy, was I lucky to get this verse. This was such a nice, when I read it, it's like the end of everything, isn't it? But yet, at the same time, it's only the beginning of the next current. Spiritual topics, spiritual energy is infinite. It's unlimited. How is it that 200-300 people can chant three words for hours and go, Haribo, feel good? And ecstatic about that. It's something beyond material comprehension. We don't experience anything in the material world that can inspire us like that. It doesn't work. You do it over and over and over again, and it gets kind of, okay, on to something else. But the holy name of Krishna, spiritual topics. It's said that Lord Anantasesha has been speaking the glories of Krishna with unlimited mouths since time immemorial, and he still hasn't reached the end. This is a phenomenon. You read the same book year after year after year, and it continues to inspire and reveal new elements and features. The example is given of the lotus flower. Pretty much anybody that's ever looked at Indian stuff and Vedic stuff has seen like pictures of lotus flowers that's like 1,000 petals, and it just keeps going and going and going. So it's like that. It's unlimited. And what we're doing is you can even take a pocket. You can take one petal and then open it up and reveal that there's unlimited more petals within that petal. So we'll dive into this concept and try to understand what is this form? How did it come about? Because throughout the entire Vedas, who has ever heard of the Lord revealing to his devotee such a form? Did he do it to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya when he revealed his form? Right? He was with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya for, what was it, a week, 18 days, 10 days, something. And finally, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya started to understand, because his brother-in-law, Gopinathacharya, had been preaching to him, and he started to understand, no one could know the scriptures like this. He is the Lord. And then Lord Chaitanya revealed the form to him. Do you remember what form it was, anyone? Sadbhuj, not Radha Krishna. When he revealed to Arjuna the universal form, he showed all kinds of forms, right? Universal form, forearm form, two-arm form. Who else? It's unique. It's a feature. Krishna has unlimited forms, just like we're talking about unlimited. It's actually unlimited. There's no limit to Krishna's forms. They go on and on and on. It's compared to the waves in the ocean. No one can count them. They just keep coming. So what inspired this particular feature to manifest is the question. And the example is given in various ways, but let's consider the heart, not the physical heart, but the heart of a person. Like that flower, it's closed, and certain environments and experiences and circumstances inspire it to open. We all have this experience. Some flowers open in the morning when the sun comes up. They start to they come out. But other flowers don't. Night blooming jasmine, nighttime lotus flowers, they feel the cool rays of the moon, and that inspires them. So there are different types of people, and there are different types of kanta, or heroines, in Goloka Vrindavan. There's different hundreds and millions and unlimited gopis. Some of them are rather reserved and silent kind of people. Some are very talkative. Another example we can relate with is sometimes, like when there's a big group of people, some people love that. They're drawn toward it. Oh, yeah, let's go. And they get into it. While other people are looking and say, whoa, Haribo, kind of walk off to the side and don't want to get into it. Some people like very mellow, pleasant sound vibrations and music, and they find it meditative and peaceful. And other people get bored and tired. Man, come on, pick it up. And I want to hear some. And then you hear the guys diving down the road with that one in their car. So there's all, or faster ragas and kirtans, let's say. So there are different things that inspire different parts of the heart in different types of people. So in Goloka Vrindavan, Lord Krishna and even different people inspire us differently. If you come in contact, again, the example of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Rai. When Lord Chaitanya was speaking the Atmarama verse to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he explained it in how many ways? 16, 18? Huh? More than just six. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. 18. 9. Yeah. 9. And then with Sanatan Goswami? 64. So why? What happened? He's explaining a verse. Why all of a sudden he's with one person, he explains it 18 different ways. Oh, he's feeling so inspired. But then when he's with another person, yo, he goes 64 different times. Four times as much in that association. When a boy and a girl in India are going to get married, what do they do? First thing, before they even meet, compatibility chart. To see, will these two people inspire one another in life? Are they a good match? So some things inspire us, and some things inspire others. What we have a tendency to do, unfortunately, is judge the other person and think, whoa, they're not as advanced as me because they're not getting inspired by this. when in actuality, it's variety. Just the example of the sun and the moon. Different things inspire different people. So what inspires Krishna to open up? And what inspires Srimati Radharani to open up and merge? It's said here, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nayanya. Nayanya means there's no difference between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna. So we can understand they're one sort of. Antar Krishna, Bahir Gaur. Antar means the inside, Bahir means the outside. So Antar Krishna, inside's Krishna, Bahir Gaur. On the outside, there's Gauranga. He's Krishna, but he's feeling the mood and bhav of Srimati Radharani. So in this regard, there's nice commentaries which describe that basically in love and in any relationship, there are two main features. One is called milan, sangha, meeting. And the other is viraha, separation. And there are different levels of this experience. For example, in separation, there is the feeling that there's going to be separation, even though it hasn't happened yet. When Uddhava came from Mathura to Nandagram and spoke with Nanda Maharaj that night, word spread, Krishna's leaving tomorrow. When Akrura came and they saw that chariot, Krishna's leaving. It's a feeling of, it's called bhavi. Bhavi viraha. It's the first levels. Then after Akrura had taken Krishna away, the residents of Vrindavan were constantly feeling separation from Krishna. Yugayatam nimeshan. Even when he went to the forest, what to speak of gone. It's called bhuta viraha. Bhavi, bhuta, and bhavan is the most acute experience of separation. When was that? When they actually saw Krishna and Balaram on the chariot. Akrura was there. The morning was coming. He was about to leave. What did they do? They laid down in front of the chariot. They cried to hold it. They cried, how can we stop you? Their feeling was opened fully, just like that flower comes. Another example is wax. When it's heated, what happens to the wax? It melts. When ghee, sometimes if it's cold, ghee actually becomes like almost like a solid. But when you bring it into the heat, then it melts. Honey is the opposite. When honey comes in contact with fire, it becomes thicker and thicker, just like sugarcane juice. The more you cook it, the thicker it gets. So the example is given that there are different kinds of hearts, different types of characters, heroines, kanta, that experience different emotions and inspirations in any given circumstance. So what happens is that Krishna, he knows he's most inspired by whom? Everybody inspires Krishna. They're all his parts and parcels. Some are his internal shaktis. Parasya shaktir vividaiva shruyate. He's the controller of unlimited potencies. But one of them inspires him more than all the rest. What is that? Srimati Radharani. So he wants that bhava. How do I get that bhava? But just like the candle, the wax is hard. The ghee is cold. He can't just get it. She has to be open for that to happen. So it's described by the acharyas that her nature is called Svadina Bhatrika. It's a predominating role. She takes a dominating role when they're intimate, when they're union. When they're together, she takes the dominant role. So the honey is getting thicker. And he can't go into her heart like that. But when she's feeling separation, then her heart becomes fully open. Yugayitam, what is that one? Yeah, yugayitam nimeshit. Chakshushapavasayatam. Sunyayatam jigatsarvam govinda viharename. Every moment. So when that opens up, then he can take that Mahabhava. Similarly, there are meetings that are different levels. Just like when Radha and Krishna first see each other in the Kunj. They haven't even met yet, but they see each other, the glances, the mood, and the anticipation are inspiring their hearts. When they're actually combined in this form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then they're actually combined. It's the other level. But what is that? The question's asked, what is it? What is that meeting that's the most intense, the most deepest? And that's when Srimati Radharani is feeling the separation from Krishna. And Krishna goes into the depths of her heart and takes that. He steals it. He's a thief. He's a makan chori. He's a chori. This one is a bhava chori. He's rasa raj. He wants to enjoy. He's unlimited. So he takes that mood and it manifests a form from it. And now he's revealing that form to Ramananda Rai. So, what does that have to do with us? The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra does the same thing in our hearts. By chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, come from Goloka Vrindavan, Goloka era Prema Dana, Hare Nama Sankirtan. He brought that. And he's giving it to everyone. And simply by chanting this name, what happens is that it doesn't matter if you're a kind of a silent person and don't like crowds, or if you're the kind of person that loves crowds and wants to go to a crowd, or you like blue, or you like green, or you like yellow. It doesn't matter. Everybody has a nature. And if they chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and follow these regulative principles, then Nitya Sira Krishna Prema Sadya Kabo Noi Shravanara Sudachite Korya Udoy. Korya Udoy means wake it up. Like we just read, Udilo Aruna Bodhava, when the sun rises. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes out with his associates and they begin to chant Avidya Timira Tapana Rupe and dissipate the darkness, just like the sun dissipates it. So by chanting Hare Krishna, by associating with devotees, by taking up this process, what happens is that Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema, Krishna Prema is in every single living entity. It's lying dormant. It's just like a seed. A seed has everything in it. Mango seed. Take the mango, eat the fruit, you get the seed. An entire tree is in there. And more fruit, more flowers, and more fruits, and more trees. The potency is right inside that mango bud, seed. But what has to happen? If I put it on the table here and I leave it and I wait, what's going to happen? Nothing. But if I take that mango seed and I put it in the ground and it gets light and it rains and the atmosphere is correct, then somehow or another, what do they call that? When the agitation comes, photosynthesis. Boom. Something inside that seed goes, and it starts to get inspired and want to grow. So Hare Krishna Maha Mantra does that in the heart of the living entities. The more you chant it, the more you hear it, the more nourishment. That example of the Bhakti Lata Bij with Shravanam, Kirtanam are the nourishment, and association with devotees, taking prasadam. This whole process that Srila Prabhupada spread around the world, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought from Goloka Vrindavan, allows any person from any walk of life to experience. So we saw it the other day. I saw that they now made plans for a temple in Mongolia. Like Mongolia? From my childhood, it's like, you know, Outer Mongolia was about as far away as you could get. So Timbuktu has devotees chanting into it. You go to Timbuktu, any place, everywhere around the whole planet. Because this is the nature of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So we can also experience that love of Godhead, become part of the Radha-Krishna love affair. This is our constitutional position, but so unfortunate that we've become enamored by dull matter, by sensual pleasure, temporary flickering little glitters that entrap us and ensnare us and victimize us constantly. But the process is there. It's just like that example of cooking the sugar cane juice. The other day, Dravanaksha was out here next to the barn. He has harvested his sugarcane juice and crunched it down and squished it and made the juice, and he was just cooking it and cooking it and cooking it. Stood there about 10 or 15 minutes having a conversation with him. Just in that time, you could see the color slightly, ever so slightly change as it got thicker and thicker, and he was taking like a sieve and sifting off the impurities, just like ghee, same thing. You take butter and you cook it, and slowly, 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 until finally what happens? It's like clear. It's amazing how that happens. You have a stick of butter that's solid and yellow, and you cook it down and cook it down, and it becomes like this beautiful golden yellow. So, or the gore cooks down, cooks down, cooks down, becomes harder and harder, finally gets like sugar. So in the same way, this natural love for each one of us can manifest by this process, and we can relish deeper and deeper that it's unlimited, as we started and began the class. It's unlimited. It never reached the end. And it just goes deeper and deeper and deeper and more pleasure and better, and simultaneously more and more detached from everything material. So, the verse again. Lord Sri Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure, and Srimati Radharani is the personification of ecstatic love of Godhead. These two forms combined as one in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This being the case, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed his real form to Ramananda Rai. Any questions or comments, Madan Mohan Prabhu?
As I was listening, I couldn't help but think that there's another hidden aspect of this between Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya that you know about why Ramananda Roy fainted. Right when it
That's next week's class.
Oh.
That's what happens next. That's why I said it keeps going.
But still, you could relate it to this particular point that you're just making. Of
Yes, I kind of set it up so whoever gives class next week can nicely do that.
I'll try to stay tuned.
But go ahead then, you know.
No, you're explaining it so nicely, who Ramananda Roy was and why he saw what five out of those six, you were starting to mention the separation and the meeting and separation, the three different ones of each one. I thought so. If you know.
Yes, Bhavi, Bhuta, and Bhavan. There's three of each, three types of separation and three types of meeting. And when he came to that sixth one, and so there's the three in separation, then the three in meeting. The meeting was the one where you almost meet. Then they're combined, and then how Krishna stole that bhavash from Srimati Radharani. And in Brajalila, Ramananda Rai is whom? Who? Vishakha. So Vishakha is intimate associate of Radha and Krishna. She's not someone where you would keep the petals tight. No. Open up in that association. So when Krishna was in the association of Vishakha and they were discussing all these topics for days, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became inspired. Is this what you're talking about? Or is there something?
Mm-hmm.
As Vishakha. Yes. As Vishakha in the corners of Vrindavan, she had seen all these feelings of separation, and she had seen how they meet and come together, but she had never seen how Krishna stole that bhava. That, imagine how deep in someone's heart those feelings are. We don't even have access to our own. I don't. To parts of my heart. You can't go there. it's just, you know, it's subtle. It's beyond my capacity to go there. So by hearing from these, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually revealed it to Ramananda Rai. And that's what's being described here. So, anything else? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. One question, like in the beginning of the class, when Prabhu read from the Chaitanya Charitamrita saying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu died in ecstasy, unconscious, but we should not imitate. But when we hear Sankirtan like yesterday, we will not be able to stop and dance. We know we are not in that platform. We are in the material platform. Is it right to dance or we are not supposed to dance?
Oh, definitely right to dance. Yes. He's asking that Keshava was reading from the Sri Namamrita book about the ecstasy that advanced devotees feel when they chant. And at the same time, the instruction was that we shouldn't imitate. Even here, it says one may aspire to attain such a position, but one should not try to imitate the Mahabhagavat. So the question is, when we're chanting in kirtan, and we feel the inspiration to dance and express our emotions, should we do it or should we not do it? No, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, chant and dance. This is the process. Kevala Ananda Kanda. Yes. What we shouldn't do, or what gradually happens, is that although one may feel certain emotions, there's certain times, places, and circumstances where it might not be appropriate to express those for our level of devotees. So at that time, if you have that hesitancy, probably it's a good idea not to. But certainly in the tent, when everybody is together and the opportunity is correct and the atmosphere is there, then chanting and dancing definitely should be done. Yes.
We are not on that platform. We are not feeling that much ecstasy. It is the environment and emotions which is making us...
Chanting and dancing you can do anytime. And if you feel a little bit, then you do more and it will increase.
Hare Krishna.
Lilananda Prabhu?
You mentioned about one of the feelings of separation is when they are together, but they feel that there will be separation. So there's a very nice verse on the conversation of Lord Chaitanya and Sanatana Goswami, when Lord Chaitanya is instructing Sanatana Goswami, that he says, my dear friend Kuradi, it's now night, and Lord Shri Krishna is sleeping. You yourself are not asleep or resting, but are lamenting. Should I presume that you, like us, are affected by the smiling, liberal, playful glances of lotus-eyed Krishna? If so, your heart is deeply pierced. Is that why you are showing these signs of sleepless lamentation? In the purport, Prabhupada explains that this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.90.15 was spoken by Lord Krishna's queens. Although they were with Krishna, they were still thinking of losing his company.
Nice. There's also a place, a lot of people have been to Vrindavan, Nandagram Varsana, Krishna's village and Radharani's village in the middle. There's a place called Sanket. This is where they used to meet. Sanket is the village in the middle. In Sanket, there's a kund called Prema Sarovara. Prema Sarovara, the story is that Radha and Krishna were together and they were sitting there and a bee started to buzz, some bees coming around because of the flower garlands and the nice beautiful scent of the divine couple. And Radharani was harassed. She was going like this. So Maru Mangal came. And he, like, you know, took his chadar and moved like this, and bee went away. He said, oh, I have gotten rid of Madhu for you. And she took it that Madhu is a name for Krishna. So she was feeling separation from Krishna, even though he was sitting right next to her, thinking that he had left. In her ecstasy, she started to shed tears. When Krishna saw her shed tears, he shed tears, and the sarovara was produced, prema sarovara. the lake of love was produced in that place when they were meeting but feeling separation. Thank you very much. A nice, beautiful example. Oh, we can even. The thing is, we're part and parcel of Krishna. So hasn't everybody felt that? Like you're doing something or with someone in a circumstance, and all of a sudden it's like you think, oh my God, this isn't going to last forever. I'm not. And you start to feel a little bit separation from it, even though you're right in the middle of it. It's a little something like that. Okay. Thank you very much. Oh, sorry. Some? Did you have a question or a comment, Mataji? Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.